The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back, and anyway, 222-8255 is the number to call us. And I talked about these rods, like I was saying earlier. I've had, you know, people throw lures like up in the grass, a couple feet up in the grass, something. And usually if you just kind of don't get your line tight, you don't just want to try to pull it out of the grass, because then the hooks will go through the blades of grass or whatever, and then it's not coming out, you know.
Yeah.
Usually I tell people to reel just before you get it tight, and then flip your rod straight up, and that usually pops the lure up and out of the grass pretty good. Of course, you got to watch it if you're, you know, if you pop it too hard, yeah, it's going to come back at you with all those hooks on it. But, you know, but as long as you do that, you know, if you watch it and everything, you'd be all right. But, and doing that with like those Hurricane Red Bones, they were really good rods. I enjoyed having them. I mean, I enjoyed working like the topwater lures and stuff like that with them. They were really good lure rods, but they would break. And it seemed like most of them would break anywhere from 8 inches from the tip to about a foot and a half from the tip, you know, 18 inches from the tip. So, you know, you had to really be careful with something like that. And you couldn't flip it too hard. You just, you know, try to flip it up and out of the grass. And if it didn't come out of the grass, that's when you tighten your line and try to pull it. Or, you know, I always hated to ease over to the grass, especially if you're catching fish, because that's going to stop the fish from going up and down that bank, you know, that shoreline.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. The fiberglass rods are good for fishing for, and your composite rods are great for fishing for weak fish, flounder, fish with a very tender mouth or, you know, easy to tear. Those are the best, because when you go to set the hook, you're not going to rip it out of his mouth.
And it's going to bend good
all up. Yeah, it's going to hook in and then just stay there. It's not going to damage the fish. And the composite rods are good. The fiberglass rods, rather, I mean the graphite rods. Sorry, they're going to be their rod tips are only going to bend about the first third of the rod, and there's going to be a lot more sensitivity in your graphite rods because they're that action is quick to respond.
Yeah.
It's going to come back to its normal state.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that pull, you're going to feel the slightest little. One guy said he can feel a starfish walking along the side of it a foot away from your hook.
That's good.
But that's how sensitive they can be. And then, you know, of course, you know, adding a line to your type of line you use is all got a play into that. If you're going to throw a lure for trout and stuff, you want to use a monofilament where you have a little stretch. You got your graphite rod, yes, but then you're going to compensate for that lack of bend in it for in the line. Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're going to get stretch in the line as you would get give in the pole on a fiberglass rod. So you see how you got to kind of think this thing out. They say that picking out your rod is like going to the store and picking out your clothes. You want to try them on, you know, and that's what he's saying. You want to go to the store, pick up these rods, get somebody that works there that's knowledgeable, and find out what kind of fishing you do. Like if you want to do trout fishing and that kind of stuff, you want to use maybe a composite rod like your ugly sticks.
That's what's so good about going to Strike Zone. Charlie and them over there, they really, I say Charlie Charles, Tuna.
Yeah,
Tuna. I mean, they really can help you out on a lot of that stuff over there. Yeah. You know, they're very knowledgeable.
And then sheep's head, you kind of want that fiberglass, or you want that graphite rod that has that sensitivity. Mm-hmm. So you can feel that little nudge. You know how how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that little ultralight that when I was fishing with you, Vic?
Yeah.
That little tiny ultralight? That was a first generation graphite made by Cabela's back in the day. It was called a Cabela's Fish Eagle. If I ever break that rod, you're going to see me weeping because that is, I spent way less than what that rod cost because I got it from a fellow Navy guy that was short on gas money, and it was long ways to payday and short on gas money.
I like that little reel you got on there.
Yeah.
Well, that's a first generation. I bought that in 1980.
Wow.
So
let's get David on here. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Vic.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I heard a lack of bend in the rod means you're fishing in the wrong spot.
That's right.
That sounds right.
David, you're getting a little scientific there.
Yeah, or either you're getting hung up a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Me and my brother heading out this morning to go do some sheephead fishing.
They're biting.
Yeah, we've been out
good call.
Last two Saturdays, even with the bad weather, it was like 4 foot waves in there 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And we got up close to the rocks and followed out. Did pretty good. We're going to head out there this morning. It's supposed to be a really nice day today.
Yeah, I don't even see a pine needle moving out there on a tree.
Yeah, and it's that water temperature has dropped even more. It was down to 65 yesterday.
We're going to try to get after them. I'm going to try a jig head for the first time today.
Oh, are you really? Yeah, that's what I love, man.
Yeah, I've never done it. My brother does it, and I know you do it, but I've never actually done it. So I'm gonna give it a little. I'm kind of old school in that area there, but maybe that is old school. I just didn't.
Now I tell you, Captain Fred Morrow used to want to do that a lot, and him and I, by the time you know. That we were really doing a lot with the jig heads like that. He just, you know, did not have the health to be able to get out there and do it with me. But, you know, it's using that jig head to me is a world difference because as soon as that sheep's head touches it, you know, being that the weight's there with the hook instead of having the leader, as soon as he touches it, you feel him.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes that's not good, though, because sometimes you pull it too quick, you know. But, you know,
that's the downside to a graphite rod.
There you go.
Because you feel that sensitivity so much that you'll want to set that hook too quick.
Yeah.
But what's cool about it is when you feel that mud minnow start to get all antsy, crazy. You're like, ooh, something's getting him stirred
something's
up.
After him.
Yeah. Sounds like we're fixing to get hammered or schwanked here.
But, I hadn't seen any heads over there on the North Yeti side. After I'd done finished on the south side, I just rode over there because it was so smooth over there.
Yeah.
And I just seen a lot of boats there, but I didn't see anybody catching anything. I do fairly good on the North Jetty's side sometime, but I did really good all the time when I fished off the rocks back in the day, but not so good on the boat, but very occasionally. But I do really good on the South Jetty on both sides.
Yeah, and I do like the inside of the north better than the outside of the north. That water, for some reason, that water just so much cleaner over there all the time. But here lately, when you can do it, I mean, with the north wind, it's hard to do. And of course, you're going to have a slight nor'easter today. It's supposed to be 5 to 10 knots is all, but still north-northeast. I hate it when it blows the back of your boat toward those rocks on the south, but... But, you know, it's to me, I just love the inside of the South Jetties. I've done so much better over there, you know.
Good.
We'll catch them up, David. I hope you all get into them good.
Yeah, good luck to you, and let me know how you do.
All right, man. I'm going to be eating some tonight.
There you go.
Good deal.
Yeah.
You should go hammer some heads. Good attitude.
Yeah, you should be able to because they've been biting, man. Let me tell you, they were on fire yesterday.
And Chris and Rob, if you'll hang on through the, if you can hang on through the break, we'll be right back.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Durant's Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We're just looking outside. Boys, it looks so pretty. It doesn't look like the wind's blowing at all here. Right.
Looking kind of bluebirdish.
No leaves moving. No clouds here that we can see out the window, but anyway. Morning, Chris.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Morning.
Good.
You don't have an echo on my side, do you?
No, sir.
Negative. You're good.
How y'all doing? I just want to call in. After an epic day like yesterday, I had to at least call in and see how things were going.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. When you said you was going after flounder, I didn't know you was going after doormats.
Yeah, nice book. Really? Nice set of bookends there, brother.
Appreciate it. I honestly wasn't expecting it. I just felt like, you know, the water temperature was where it needed to be, and I was like, man, we got to at least try it.
You could probably use them for good snowshoes, too. Now you got a matching pair like that.
About just getting him, stuffed and using it as a dinner table.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Did you get any of that big at the Flounder Pounder?
No, sir. We actually just caught small fish that day. I mean, the biggest fish we brought in was 3 pounds.
That's what kind of makes you sick, then, huh?
No, it does make you sick.
Yeah, catches something like that, you know, when you know, after the tournament. I know it's quite a ways after the tournament, but boy, they are nice, man. That's some nice pitchers. That's especially standing there at Browns Creek like that, you know, holding them up.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Would you?
Ryan and I both. That was a fish of a lifetime there.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you where you caught them, of course, but what did you catch them on?
We caught them on mud minnows, and we caught them over in Fort George. I don't mind telling people. I mean, I'm not like, I just see the, I seen everything, the stars lining up, and I was like, we got to go try it. There was a dock in there that, years ago I used to gig over there, and I've seen some fish that were just absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
And I'm into catching them now. I love catching them on rod and reel, and I was like, let's go try it. You know, if we strike out, we strike out, but let's try it, you know.
Yeah, we used to flounder gig in there, and then also at Nassau. And I know a lot of people like to flounder gig around the sandbars in Nassau, but we always did better around those clay jetties, you know.
I'll be honest with you, Nassau this year has just been very disappointing. I mean, I don't know if it's because it's so, you know, the run was so late or what, but I know they caught, I guess they caught the winning fish over there. That's what they said. They probably caught it in St. Augustine, but.
Total opposite of that. But, you know, the thing about the flounder here lately, I've noticed, I mean, it's just, I think they're, you know, I'm pretty sure they're here. It's just that I think they're full. I mean, there's so much bait around, so much mullet around and everything. But that's what I kept thinking to myself, you know, when this weather hits and drives these mullet out, these flounder are going to be looking for something to eat. And, of course, they won't hang around too much longer till they'll start going, you know, offshore too or whatever. But I think when they start looking for something to eat, that's the time to hit them, you know.
Yes, sir. They basically, you know, the mullet's just below the surface, I guess, because of the temperature change. But they're still there. You know, that was the one thing that made me like we got to go for these flounder, man. I said, they're all the conditions are still right. You know, we just got a nor'easter and the water temperature is still kind of warm. So let's do it.
Yeah,
that's heartbreaker size right there, Chris. Did you have any that pulled the hook or got off? Did you have more than those two? I mean, I saw you had more, but did you have any other whoppers that were able to evade?
I'll be completely honest with you guys. I know I'm not trying to brag on the hook, but that swing head jig that we've got, when they swing their head, it's not spitting the hook like they were a regular jig head.
Good.
And that's what we're doing, you know. I think we probably need to go to a five ball as big as those fish were, you know.
Yeah,
we got to.
Yeah,
but those when they swallow it and it gets in that upper jaw, mm-hmm. it's not coming out. The only reason, the only way that line is going to break is if their teeth fray that line, or you just had a bass spot in your, you know, in your braid or your fluorocarbon all, you know, altogether.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's staying hooked up. You know, that kill hook's like a you know, a pressure. Once it digs in, it kind of pins itself inside there, so it doesn't work itself loose like a regular J hook, you know.
Yeah, and I've always liked those. I mean, they were Chris was showing me a kale hook, a weighted kale hook that he's been using here lately, but yeah, I mean, and the thing about the way your jigs are made too, I mean, you can get a heavier jig if you need to, you know. The heavier weights and all that, that's, you know, instead of having like just a 1/8 ounce or a 1/4 ounce and that's it, you know, being that you have heavier weights on it like that, it just works so much better too.
Right. We've got a 1/2 ounce. It's just, you know, we've just kind of been introducing everything real slow, you know, seeing how people would like it. But the 1/2 ounce is great for a little bit deeper water. The 3/8 has been absolutely perfect for any type of mud minnow or mullet because they can't pick it up off the ground and swim with it like they can a 1/4, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, especially a mullet. Mullet can really move that a lot. But,
that's right. That's right.
But like you're saying, the heavier weight, and of course, if you're in current, more current, stuff like that, I mean, that's what I see as a real big benefit to your jig heads.
Right. You don't want to throw across the current. You kind of want to get with it, throw back into it, and then bring it to your boat or whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I saw those hooks you're talking about.
You didn't see them on my boat when you fished with me?
I don't remember. Oh, is that the one that had the little...
Where the weight's like almost separate from the hook. In other words,
swings. Yeah, swings. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you showed me that.
All right.
Yeah.
Pretty cool setup.
I just heard just heard y'all talking about the sheep's head earlier. Now you're talking about being able to feel the fish. I mean, that's the thing about a jig head to me is, you know, you don't have to have all that gear. You don't have to have the egg sinkers and the swivel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
On a good, you know.
Yeah, I like it simple too, Chris. Yeah,
and the thing about it is, if you're, you know, if you're in current, which I like fishing in current for sheep's head. Okay, I don't like a lot of current, of course, but I like a little bit of current, you know, to get that scent from those fiddler crabs moving in there instead of having just no current at all. That's why I like the inside of the rocks better than the outside of the rocks. And in some places in the river where I sheephead fish, I like a little bit of current in there too. But having that current like that, whenever you're fishing just like a quarter ounce jig head or something, I mean, sometimes you're just not going to get on the bottom unless it's 30 feet behind the boat, you know. So having that having that extra weight, to me, it's a big benefit, you know.
That's right.
And you got the jig heads, in several places around. I know you got them. What's that store up there in Callahan you got them in, or is it Hilliard?
Called Cali Caves. It's right off US-1, right before you get across the Georgia line on the left. It's a great store too. You know, they've got a selection of clothing all the way down to outdoors gear. So it's great for us.
Yeah, I haven't even been in that store up there. But you say it's right. It's on the left, right before you. Is it close to that Winn-Dixie up there?
Yes, sir. If you ever run the state line, I guess the way station here. It's just before you get to the way station, headed north on US-1. It'll be on your left.
Yeah,
so on the west side of US-1.
Yeah, that ain't very far from me. One big thing, do they have fleece line jeans in there?
Now, what made you think of that?
Good possibility.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, either Carhartt or Redhead, those fleece line jeans, man, tell you, when I wear those things. Oh,
yeah, Carhartt and Redhead, man, they make some good stuff.
Yeah, and you just can't find them. I mean, like Tractor Supply has flannel line jeans, but they're, you know, flannel line is just doesn't get it like the fleece line does, man. Let me tell you, those are some good jeans. I'd be wearing them all winter.
Well, I tell you, I know you guys got some things to talk about, but I'm ready to go for sheep's head fishing now. I know we're going to look at our calendar here.
Okay. Well, let's talk. Yeah, because whenever you said that yesterday, when you pulled up the dot and you said, "Oh, there's a man we need to see," and I was like, "Not today," because the fishing was so slow yesterday. As far as the, you know, the reds and the creeks, to me, I mean, we could not even spook a redfish. That's why I said let's just go sheephead fishing. You know, it's we could even spook one with a boat. I mean, I never saw a redfish yesterday at all. It was just crazy.
We want you to get on the front boat. We're going to get on the back and watch you go at it here.
I wouldn't know what that's like. That sounds good. All right, Chris. We'll
learn from the master.
We'll talk. And again, very nice fish. You see what I posted on your page there? Not fair.
Thank y'all very much. We appreciate it. Ryan's sitting right here next to me, so he couldn't talk. He said, call in. I said, we got to call in.
Yeah, thanks for calling and sharing that stuff. That was two very impressive fish.
And the jigs we're talking about with him is the Real Habit jigs. And so, anyway, that is just great to know, Chris.
What's the name of that place one more time? Cal what?
Calicade General.
Calicade, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've also got a Mistake Zone Browns Creek Fish Camp and St. Augustine Paddle Sports. And there's also Turner Ace Hardware off Arlington Road. So
yeah. Gotcha. You get it right there at Browns, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got some tackle nowadays over there by Browns my place. Is,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Arlington Road. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You say you got them in Arlington?
Yeah, the Ace.
Yes, so they're Arlington off of Ace Hardware.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Glenn. Okay. That's probably you working through Glenn on that, Glenn Chilton.
That's correct.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, good guy. Well, I sure appreciate it, Chris.
Thanks for calling, Chris.
Hey, Robin, Robert, can you please hang on through the break? We'll get you on.
All right. And, yeah, we'll get you on as soon as we come back. Sorry, you was holding on so long there, Rob. But, Robert, if you can hold on, we'll get y'all both on here and, you know, one right after the other here. But 222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Nancy Pelosi met privately on Friday with several newly elected Democrats who could be crucial to her bid for House Speaker. She's working to tamp down discord and fend off a challenge from a small if persistent group determined to stop her from reclaiming the gavel. One of the largest outside Democratic groups has ramped up spending on digital advertising, played a key role in battleground races where seats were taken away from Republicans during the recent midterms. Priorities USA Chairman Guy Cecil says that offers a lesson for Democrats moving forward looking to future elections. President Trump heads to Northern California to see firsthand the grief and devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century, with 71 people now confirmed dead. Confusion continues over exactly how many people remain unaccounted for. That's after the sheriff said more than 1,000 are now on the missing persons list. This is SRN News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
Hi, everybody. It's our second year anniversary coming up Friday, November the 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. here at the Salem Center. Free food, free cash prizes, free entertainment. I just got to get you on the list. Email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Friday evening, November the 30th, our second year anniversary, or go to eventbrite.com. Type in the keywords WBOB or Ed Dean, our second year anniversary, November the 30th.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, the Jaguars will face against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tune in at 12:50 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
The election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening and how it will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And watch out for the disabled vehicle over there at the Buckman at 295 South. It is blocking the right shoulder. Going to be a nice sunny Saturday with a high of about 68 today. A little bit of rain starting tonight, running through tomorrow night, partly cloudy at night. Mostly sunny in the day with a nighttime low is about 55. High tomorrow about 76. Mostly sunny then the rest of the week. 47 AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and Rod's been patiently waiting. I think patiently, anyway. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Vic?
I'm doing good. I'm inside where it's warm.
That's the place to be this morning unless you're in a deer stand or something.
Yeah, I know. That's what Wingo was telling us. He was heading in the woods this morning, but Yeah, it's looking at looks a whole lot calmer and a whole lot warmer out there today, you know, because of the sun out so much. It was so overcast yesterday morning, and we kept waiting. We kept talking about, you know, the sun's shining way over there at Clapboard Creek. Maybe it'll shine here a few minutes.
Yeah. Let's go get in the sun.
And with that wind blowing out of the northwest, it was so cold yesterday morning, you know.
I just called in to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you have a good family time, too.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, that's right. That's next week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You're going to Tallahassee with our son.
I wonder if I could skip my diet for one day.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, it's all in moderation anyway.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving, how do you have moderation at Thanksgiving?
Well, I mean, if you think about it in the whole year.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Turkey gravy and green bean casserole, it's hard
to
lay down, lay off of that.
Yeah, turkey's good for you. It's got that tryptophan in it. Makes you really kind of relax in the afternoons.
Yeah, it does.
But wish you a happy Thanksgiving, too, Rob, you and your wife. Hopefully you'll have some good victuals to have. And my wife cooks so good. I just hope she's able to you know, do a lot of the cooking, because I sure don't cook good. But it's edible for me. It may not be edible for somebody else, but it's edible for me anyway.
But, all righty. Well, y'all have a great week, and have a good gathering with your family. And remember, a day spent fishing don't count against your life.
There you go. I hope not. Of course, I was fixing to say, of course, I've fished a lot, so hopefully it doesn't. But there again, that's right. I don't fish. I just take people fishing.
Yeah. You have a blessed Thanksgiving, too, Mr. Coxey.
You too.
Yeah, you take care, and thanks a lot. Appreciate that call. Appreciate your thoughts, Rob.
You're quite welcome.
Have a blessed day.
And now let's get Robert on this morning. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, gentlemen. Captain Vic, it's hot. Every time I call, I got to follow somebody. And I sent you that picture of that little drum, and Mr. Chris sent you them two big flounder. And
hot. Yeah, that drum, wasn't he a keeper size?
Owie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
He was 16.
Oh yeah, that's perfect size. You know, I say 16 to 20 inches is perfect eating size on a black drum, and you know. But I thought that was kind of, you know, funny that you was talking about how he, you know, didn't want to touch him.
he didn't, because you noticed the towel on the tail and the fish grip in his mouth. He didn't want to touch him at all. after the third one, he finally touched it.
Yeah, that was funny. Here's a picture of him.
Oh yeah.
I was showing these guys the picture of that you sent me.
Yeah.
We finally got our schedule right where I could take him out, and he had a good time.
Well, that's what counts, man. That's what counts. Having a good time, and the fishing should be just a bonus, you know what I mean? The fish should just be a bonus. But
it was.
Yeah, it's, you know, I always think it's kind of funny that, you know, when people, I mean, I've had people, you know, ask me if I got some, like, nylon gloves and stuff like that when they want to hold the fish up. And I'm like, no, I've got a rag.
Well, he, believe me, he heard about it for a while.
Well, you know, when the drum's small like that, they got all those stripes on them. They're so predominant on them that, you know, a lot of times they look like a sheep's head to start with, you know, when you first notice them like that. But, you know, it's, I just wish the larger ones would keep their stripes more, you know.
I know that size fish you showed me as fish, that's really lit up. It's really pretty mm-hmm. fish.
Yeah.
And where we were, because the water was so dark, that's what I actually thought it was at first.
Oh, yeah, when you first see him, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the water back there was dirty, and it was something else. But we had a good day, and then the rain came. Well, the rain came in, and we had a whole butt.
Yeah, did y'all, whenever you caught him, did you catch another one? You see the drum, when you're in the creeks and stuff like that, usually when you catch a drum, there's more around. You know, it's not like a single one a lot of times, you know?
Like flounder?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just they're going to be more in there.
Yeah.
Wasn't no sooner I took that picture in my pole bent.
And
I had set it in the rod holder to take the picture for him.
Yeah.
And then my pole went down, and that we got another. We ended up with six.
Of the drum, the black drum?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Yeah. See, usually there's several in an area like that, you know.
And now I'm going to pick up a fish finder, a depth finder. So I don't have to fish that area blind, because I'm sure I passed up many holes.
Yeah. How deep of water were you in?
I couldn't tell you.
You didn't know? I mean, if it wasn't real shallow or whatever. I mean, I have caught those drum in like 2 feet of water like that. But then most of the time you got a deeper depression where they're sitting, you know, when you're in a creek.
Well, we were just drifting. The current was moving pretty good. And after I seen you, we were still at a dead high.
Yeah.
It turned out a pretty good day, and then it just got so black in the sky, we had to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate those days like that, you know. Kind of worries me when the rain comes. It's all right. It's all right in July, but when you get this time of the year, you don't want to get wet.
Yeah.
Well, I had set out two rain gear to take with us, and I told him to throw them in the truck. Well, they were sitting on the grill in the driveway when we got home.
Cold and wet is no.
Yeah, that's not a good combination.
No.
Well, no, good luck.
Well, you gentlemen, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. All right,
you
and
too.
Your families. And Captain Vick, it was nice seeing you again. And
you
I'll
too.
Talk to you again soon.
All right, so you too. And get out there and get them again, because they love to be in that same area.
Yeah, water temperatures come down, Robert. They're probably getting all frisky.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I've got Monday and Tuesday I can play. As long as the wind dies down in my little canoe, I can get out there.
They're showing 5 to 10 out of the north-northeast. So, you know, hopefully it'll stay that forecast. I just hope it does, because I'm sick of the wind again already.
So. I know. It's funny to see you on land and not see you on the water.
Well, I told them that, you know, that I was going to come out and get some fiddlers. I wanted to get a bunch of them before, you know, they got low on them, so. That's why I went out there to get them.
Put them on layaway.
Yeah. Expensive
well,
as those things
he
are.
Believe it or not, he walked up and she already had them in the bucket for him.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, well, I just called him and said, I'm on the way.
You know, Captain Vic's got that VIP treatment around town.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
I hear you.
The wizard treatment.
All right, guys, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Right,
have a good
Robert. You too.
Thanks for calling, Robert.
Bye.
Morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
It's chilly out here in the truck today, though.
Are you doing a road warrior thing today?
No, I just sit in my truck because my wife likes to sleep in, and she can't stand it when I'm playing the radio and talking, making noise, wheeling around, you know?
I thought you'd be out there on the water, though.
It's a weekend, Vic.
Or on the that's ramp, right. Watching them put in the boats and taking them out.
Yeah, that's always entertaining.
Did you,
I think today it's cold enough that the launch ramp will be pretty quiet till 10, 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
But I went out Wednesday, and I texted you a picture of that trout or redfish. I caught a 28-inch redfish on that topwater lure that you recommend, and dang, that was fun.
I know. Yeah. I just love that little – it's Super Spook Junior, redfish color. I just love that little lure.
I found one of those the other day.
It's so easy to use, and I mean, it just – the fish love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
So did he swank it pretty good there, Bill?
He hit twice. I mean, he missed it the first time. You know,
big, he came back. Big, nice.
And I was calm enough I didn't yank on it and hook myself in the leg like I normally do. And he came back and freaking, we were on. Because, you know, I've used light gear. And
oh, yeah, 28. I bet he took you for a good ride.
Yeah, he was good. I caught another one later. I caught a 28 and a 19. I turned him loose because he was too little by my standards on that day. Thank God. You know, so it was pretty darn fun. I've been hitting the top waters. It was super overcast.
Yeah.
I mean, clouds were thicker than pudding, you know, and it cold as hell. And
did you catch any trout that day?
I caught five trout They quit hitting about 11 o'clock on top water, so I switched.
Can you hold, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with you.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And got Bill on here, and so you say you caught some nice trout too that same day on the top water?
No, I said I caught trout.
Oh.
They're all nice. I like them. They were pretty, but they didn't make it home.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now I'm using. Also, I got a like a popper cork with a little bucktail on the back, I was using that too. So I committed to top waters that day, and I put on two and left them on . So I probably caught, I don't know, six trout, and I missed a lot of them strikes, false strikes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I just hate when they boil up behind it and it's like, oh man, you just missed it.
Well,
try to get it.
I'm working on fishing with two reels so I can do that cast behind it thing.
Yeah.
You know,
just have it sitting there waiting, you know.
Bait.
Well, if I could
switch.
Just crank with one hand, I hold it, you know, I'm working on it. I'm probably not going to make it, but I think that'd be good.
No, but I mean, if he boils up behind it, you know, and he doesn't get it, just set the rod and make sure that you set the rod in a rod holder, though. Just stick it down in a rod holder and grab the other one and throw it out there real quick, you know, because you don't want to just lay it in the bottom of the boat. I can tell you that.
Yeah. I've done that.
That fish might decide to come back and grab that lure instead of the plastic you're going to throw out there or something. And you know, if he grabs that lure and you don't have it in your hand, of course, you know where that rod's going.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's been fun. You know, I've been this topwater thing. It's the last couple of weeks has really produced for me and super fun. Now I want to go after those. Which we call it, the little fish along the high bank there that you fish on the bottom for, that are little this
Blinnies.
Year. Ouch. Ouch.
Well, I thought you said that's what you were good at.
Well, no, I'm excellent at it. I'm the king of the blinnies.
Blinny Bill?
Yeah, Blinny Bill. There you go. You guys are really cruel today.
No, what
well, fish? I can tell you how to retrieve your rod and reel out of the water, though. Yeah. I got a knack to that.
Yeah, Ted's well, good at catching a rod and reel.
It's been a long time since I lost a rod. Last time I set it in the rod holder, it was dark, and I heard a splash behind the boat, and I looked, and there was a real long splash mark. Ripples. Like, son of a gun, I just threw my own rod overboard.
Well, send Ted the lat longs on your GPS coordinates. He can come up with it. I was impressed.
I'll be dang.
He lost one and got it right back.
Well, what fish you talking about along the edges?
Oh, crap. I can't even think of it now. You catch 50, you're allowed to catch 100 pounds of them.
Oh, you talking about croakers?
Croakers, yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a wonder that these croakers, I think it's because of the shrimp run, you know, but these croakers just have not gotten in the full mass and, you know, like they usually do. I mean, usually they're just so thick and they're all 2 and 3 pounds and, you know, you can just, you know, sit there and have a fun time for like 2 or 3 hours catching them, you know. And, but this year there's just, you know, there's a lot of small ones and there's a few decent ones around, but you know, mostly just small ones.
Yeah. I saw a cooler when I came in Wednesday with my fish. There was a couple guys that were, you know, skilled croaker fishermen. And, they showed me, I said, let me see your fish. And some of them were 6 inches long. I thought they were going to keep them for bait, but they said they eat them. They had a couple that were, you know, maybe a foot long, probably 10. Out of 40 fish.
Wow. Yeah, that's
size.
See, there's just no size to them this year. Because usually, I mean, you can catch them like usually 15, 16 inches.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, I've always said, too, if a croaker got as big as a redfish, you couldn't get him to the boat. Because you take about a 2 to 2.5 pound croaker, he'll fight like a 3 or 4 pound mm-hmm. redfish.
Yeah.
I mean, they can pull. If you ever notice the size of a redfish's side fins, they're really kind of small for the size of fish. That's why the black drum are so much stronger. And a sheep's head, people don't realize the size of the sheep head fin. If you take and spread that thing width-wise, you know, spread that sheep head fin like he would spread it when he's swimming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The thing is really, really wide, and it's like almost 2/3 the length of his body. I mean, it's, you know, that's what makes those sheephead so strong, too, that and the wide tail. But you got that redfish has those small fins, so you got a croaker for the same, you know, size fish, supposedly. The side fins are bigger. The tails are wider. That makes a stronger fish, you know.
Makes sense.
But those black
I haven't ever done it. I've never caught on after them on purpose. You know, I try to go after stuff on purpose.
Yeah.
And I've never done croakers, so.
And they're good to eat. I mean, they're a member of the.
No, that's why I'm going.
Yeah, they're a member of the redfish, you know, member of the black drum redfish. They're a member of the drum family, so, I mean, they're really good to eat. It's just, you know, this year's kind of a bad year for them. But I've seen the years like this before, to where you get a slow year, and then all of a sudden next year it's gangbusters again. So it's, you know.
Yeah,
well, just be patient. I don't like fish that I can't eat. In fact, I should give you guys my boiled blenny recipe.
Boiled blenny?
I've been wondering why you've been. I wonder why you've been sitting on that. I've been waiting on that.
That don't boiled blennies.
That don't even sound tempting at all.
Good for stock.
The boiled
seafood stock.
Yeah, the boiled part really gets me.
Well, it seems most appropriate considering. Well, I'll let you guys go.
Have a good day.
The information as always. See you later.
Well, have a great Thanksgiving, Bill.
You too.
Get out there, and after you do those crackers, get out there because you probably want the incoming tide over there, like I was telling you.
Yeah.
But after you do those, you'll have the incoming tide, and when the tide gets higher, get back on that top water, man. That's a blast. I'd love to do it again. I just never have people that want to do it hardly, you know.
Well, just pretty much there's long stretches of casting your butt off, and it was windy as heck when I was out on Wednesday, cold, and so it wasn't the pristine sit back, drink a beer, and drown to shrimp fishing, but God dang, those strikes are so fun.
They are.
Yeah, and then just take a buddy with you and say, I'm going to tease them up with this top water, and then you throw this suspended bait right in there behind them.
I'm waiting to catch a big trout.
Yeah, we're getting into wintertime here. They'll start popping up here and there.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing pretty good out there at Salt Pit.
Hmm. Yeah. How about snappers, mangrove snappers?
Haven't seen one yet.
I haven't heard much about them. Mm-hmm. Saw a lot of pictures this time last year, but not this year.
Last year, I killed them.
I think they're vacationing wherever the croaker went to.
Yeah, last year was a lot better season on them, but this year, and there again, I think it may have something to do with the shrimp, We just don't have that many shrimp in the river.
Matt said I talked to him when I got bait the other day, and he said nothing. No, he hadn't even heard of one either down at Browns.
Yeah, usually if you don't see any pictures, people bragging on them, then they're usually not around.
Yeah, we hadn't even caught any at the jetties on fiddlers. I mean, usually you'll catch, one here and there at the jetties this time of the year.
I bought a 20-foot telescopic rod, like I told you, and we used it pretty much for snapper. And, oh, my God, is that fun. It's so funny. You'd be laughing so hard, you fall out of the boat. You hold the rod at a 45-degree angle, and they got the tip in the water.
Yeah.
I
watch like a crappie rod.
Yeah, I watch the guys do that with their sheep head out there so they can reach way over. You don't have to get as close to the rocks so they can reach way over there. But, boy, whenever they get a big sheep head on, man, that gives them a fit. Because
I think I can do a big one.
Yeah, you see them raise that rod, and then you start seeing them with one hand way up above their head just trying to get the fish in the net,
Man.
Well, thanks, Bill. I appreciate it, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, man. See you soon.
I'd like to make one more statement about them rods.
Sure.
If you want to build your own rod, the best place to look for those are at mudhole.com. I mean, they got whole kits you can get and build your own rod.
Yeah, I think they're very renowned for helping out with those components and stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that's the place to get them.
You want to build your own, that's the way to go.
Yeah. And
I hope that was helpful with everybody. I didn't get to cover everything, but we
everybody
did
have
of
a
it.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving. And give us a call next time.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be sure you eat plenty. And we'll
not
be back.
Plenty.